From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip needs little introduction. He's a music icon. Famous as the keyboardist for the great 1960s band The Doors, he's also a music producer, a novelist, a writer, and a Renaissance man who's worked with everyone from, of course, Jim Morrison to punk rockers X to Weird Al Yankovic. On Wednesday evening, August 10th, he'll be appearing in Mill Valley at 142 Throckmorton, presenting what he calls an evening of sophisticated anti-politics, elegant improvisation, American haiku, and jazz-drenched Dharma boogie. His name is, of course, Ray Manzarek. He'll be joined by Michael McClure. Michael McClure is an American poet. He found fame as one of the five poets, including Allen Ginsberg, who read at the famous San Francisco Six Gallery reading in 1955, rendered in barely fictionalized terms in Jack Kerouac's Dharma Buns. McClure became a key member of the Beat Generation, and he's immortalized as Pat McLear in Jack Kerouac's Big Sur. He also wrote the song Mercedes-Benz, which Janis Joplin made famous. Please welcome to the Field Trip, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Ray Manzarek. Welcome, Ray.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, I'm honored to have you on the show, man. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Well, now, I'm sure in the past 40 years you've answered every Doors question that can be dreamed up. So if it's okay with you, can we talk about what you're doing today, what you're working on now, your piano shows?
Well, hopefully we'll talk about what we're doing tomorrow.
Exactly right. The upcoming show with Michael McClure and the Big Mix, yeah?
That's right.
It's at 140
Throckmorton Theater on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
That's the one, 142 Throckmorton in Mill Valley.
Right.
Let's just talk about who the Big Mix are for people who don't know.
Big Mix is Ray Manzarek on keyboards. That's me, Michael McClure, beat poet. George Brooks, tenor sax. Jay Lane on drums. And Kai, Lord, my mind is going back. Kai, what's your last name? That's right. That's correct. Kai Eckhart on the bass.
So tell me about this gig, and tell me about the piano and poetry work you're doing these days.
Well, Michael reads and I play. It's as simple as that. If we're playing kind of jazzy, bluesy, rocky, and contemporary American improvisational music. He reads his poetry, and I play behind him, and the rest of the guys are going to be playing along with me, and we're going to accent and embellish Michael McClure's poetry. And it's a great evening. The music is great, great bunch of players, and Michael, of course, is a terrific poet.
And it's billed as jazz-drenched Dharma boogie.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's definitely a Dharma boogie, yeah. That's what it is.
I guess it's a long stretch from playing on Mount Tam in 1967.
A long stretch from what?
From the festival on Mount Tam in 1967.
Oh, Mount Tam. My God, you know about that?
Sure.
You weren't there by any chance, were you?
I wasn't, but so many
but
people
you're
were.
You're aware of it.
Of course.
Yeah, well, that was marvelous, man. Mount Tam's Hippie Fest was amazing. What an amazing weekend of love. And that feeling of love just abounded. And I mean, everybody was playing there. It was amazing. I mean, it was a love-in, and it was a beautiful thing to see. It's like the 60s were a marvelous time to be alive. We actually thought we could change the world. We could make love prevail. What we were is ingesting certain hallucinogenic substances, to wit, LSD, turned us into mystery Christians. We were Christians loving and being alive in the true preaching of Jesus Christ, who said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that's what we were doing.
Tell me more about that.
I believe the man said, as I am, so can you be. Meaning, I'm enlightened. you can be enlightened too. Open the doors of perception. That's what it was all about, opening the doors of perception. And then when you open the doors of perception, you discover that, hey, you know who God is? I'm God. You're God. We're God. The energy that permeates the entire universe is us. We are that energy. And the message is love. This is the Garden of Eden. My God, I'm living up in Napa now, and it's like, it's the Garden of Eden up there. The whole thing can be the Garden of Eden if we have the will and the love to transmit to each other. So we've got to change the whole thing, obviously. That's what's got to change. It's got to go back to what it was in the 60s. And we have to become lovers, only lovers left alive.
Well, I came to San Francisco for the first time in 67 for the so-called Summer of Love.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was. The Sausalito scene and the hate, of course, which came to an end pretty soon after that. And Marin County's kind of retained a peaceful feeling. Do you ever spend any time on Mount Tam these days?
No. I'm up in Napa.
That's right.
Got 2.5 acres, and Dorothy and I are working on it, you know. My girl from UCLA in the Venice Beach days and I are married and been married for 4 years now. Growing fruit trees, growing vegetables. We've got a lotus pond, a lily pond, and... That's what we do. We work out, and we eat the food out of the garden, and, you know, we go into San Francisco whenever we can, into Berkeley, and just have a great time, and then back out to the little farmstead. We're like little farmers out there.
Well, actually, you're going to play a show in the city, aren't you, at Yoshi's pretty soon?
Yes, going to be playing at Yoshi's with Big Mix at the end of August. Catch us at the Throckmorton, and if you miss that, come on down to Yoshi's. Roy Rogers and I are going to be playing at a new club that's opening up in, I think, in late August, or I'm not sure. I think it's in late. Keep watch for it. But Roy and I have been playing together, blues slide guitarist, and we have a new album out called Translucent Blues with some great blues and 21st century extensions, expanding the blues into a 21st century format. Me and Roy singing our butts off and expanding through use of poetry. We've got Michael McClure poetry. We've got Jim Carroll, late Jim Carroll poetry, late Warren Zevon poetry, and we've adapted those into blues songs. And it just went number one on the Roots Rock charts, number one.
That's great. So that's kind of a follow-up to your Live at the Matrix album?
Very much so, yes.
So what's your feeling about music these days? Got any thoughts? Not just your music, but music in general.
Music in general is always there. It's always a vibration in the air. Human beings make music. That's what we do. I mean, there's like two things that separate us from the animals. We laugh, and we're capable of risibility, and we make music. Making music, that's what makes us human beings, and it's a great act of love. The vibrations and the energy, you're vibrating the universe, for God's sake. So music is always there. It's always good. People like what's going on. God bless. You know, I think the 60s had better music than pop music has today, but, you know, that's my feeling. I'm sure if you were a kid, you'd say, no, I like our music better than that old 60s stuff. Well, I like the old 60s stuff. You know? Are you kidding me? Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. The Doors, the Beatles, and the Stones, and Bob Dylan. I mean, you're talking some classic music being made that's going to last for a very long time. I just want them to move me. I want music to move me, to move my heart, to make that kind of swelling in the heart take place, that same energy. The Jesus in the bleeding heart, fire, flame burning in the heart. That's what I want to hear. I just want that. I just want my heart excited by today's musicians.
Well, you know, you haven't lost your flame. And a few years ago, I'm kind of your age, and a lot of my friends didn't like punk rock music. And I really liked it. It had energy, and it had something that I hadn't seen or heard since the 60s. And when I heard that you were actually working with one of my favorite punk bands, producing X, I thought, my God, this man has still got it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, they're terrific, man. X, I did 4 albums with them. And as a matter of fact, we just played at Slim's for the 30th anniversary of the release of their first album called Los Angeles.
It can't be 30 years.
I played live with them 2 nights at Slim's. It was packed with people. It was hot and sweaty and rocking. And, you know, I thought I was at Blackie's in Venice or Madame Wong's downtown Los Angeles.
I remember Madame Wong's.
It was great. Punk rock in Chinatown. It was absolutely amazing. They're still as great as they were back then. Great people, and they make great music. So when those guys tore into something, man, it was absolutely amazing. They were the best. They were the best in America. I don't think there's a better punk rock band as far as actual real creativity in the punk rock genre. They were the best. X was absolutely the best.
So let me just ask you a last question, because I ask everybody, what makes the Bay Area the place you want to live? I lived in L.A., you lived in L.A., but we both got out. What is it that makes the Bay Area the place you like to live?
Brains. The intellect is here. The intellect, they're intelligent people. They're bookish. They're literate. And the weather. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. The air is clean. Los Angeles, the air is not clean. And it's pretty superficial. See, when we were first there putting the band together, the Doors in Venice, man, we lived in Venice. The beatniks were gone, and the hippies were just getting started. It was a magnificent time all over California. But San Francisco has an intellectual quality to it, and a crystal clear air and great food, huh? Holy cow.
Yeah, you got a favorite restaurant?
Well, they're all up in Napa, you know. I mean, we hardly ever get out of Napa to eat. I mean, we go into L.A., we go shopping, and then we go to the movies or go to the theater. So eating is not uppermost on our mind, but in Napa, there's, there's lots of good. Morimoto, the Iron Chef, has opened his place there, for God's sake. And there's great Italian and great French, and, you know, the Napa Valley is a fabulous place to eat. So we're having a great time. My wife and I are having a ball going into San Francisco. As a matter of fact, we're going to be going in, we got to go in next week and do this, that, and the other thing. And do some shopping and get some Japanese products. We need some green tea to take home and a couple of things like that. And go to a bookstore. What fun. Let's go to, you can actually go to a bookstore. You know what? Jim and I always wanted to be up here in San Francisco. We always said, gee, it's too bad that Jim Morris and Doris lead singers. Too bad the film school from UCLA is not up here at Berkeley. So, well, we had to go to UCLA. But everything worked out, you know, everything worked out as it should be. And now we finally got up here. Jim was along for the ride up in San Francisco. He'd love it. He would have been a lot better off going to San Francisco instead of going to Paris, where he died. And just July 3rd, we were in Paris celebrating his 40th death day. Jim Morrison died on July 3rd. Robbie and I were there playing with our Doors band. And we went to the Père Lachaise Cemetery, lit some incense for Jim, and that evening played an entire concert in honor of Jim Morrison's 40th death or disappearance day.
Oh, bless your heart, Ray. That was great.
That was great. We had a ball, and the French people were totally insane. So they loved Jim. They loved Jim. Jim, 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 we love him. I know you guys do.
Thanks for taking us on a field trip today, Ray. That's the great Ray Manzarek, everybody. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, amigo. You take care.
All the best. Bye-bye. See you Wednesday night. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a podcast, a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
Here's a public service announcement from the Marine Mammal Center and Radio Sausalito. Turn ocean trash into treasured artwork with your little ones at the Marine Mammal Center's Family Art Workshops. On August 13th and 20th, from 10 o'clock to noon, children's ages 5 through 11 will learn about marine mammals, ocean health, and how they can prevent ocean littering while they create a unique note card using plastic collected from Rodeo Beach that morning. The cost is $20 per guardian and child and free to members of the center. For more information, call 289-7330 or email your reservation to edu@tmmc.org. Those dates again for the educational workshops inspired by the center's current art exhibition, Washed Ashore, Plastic, Sea Life, and Art, Saturday, August 13th and 20th at 10 o'clock. Call 289-7330 or email your reservation to edu@tmmc.org.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.